Hello.
Good morning. My name is Shaney. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that you requested from customer service today.
Oh, hang on. I it's been so long, I forgot you were calling. Hold on just a second, please. I'm sorry, please excuse the
That's okay.
I'm on oxygen and recovering from COVID.
I'm glad you're getting better.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it hit me February of 2021, and I am better, but I'm living. When I went to the hospital, they told me that I wasn't going to make it. So here I am almost 2 years later. But my lungs were severely damaged, and so I'm going to be on this stupid oxygen machine the rest of my life. Anyhow, I got my statement from MasterCard, and there's a charge on there that I do not recognize. My name is William Moore. It's on a MasterCard. What else? How much other information do you need?
What's your zip code, Mr. Moore?
I'm sorry?
What is your zip code?
37367.
Okay, bear with me while I try and locate an account. And you said 37367?
Yes, ma'am.
And last name Moore, Moore.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I was able to find an account to open the account to view the details. Could you confirm your address for me, please?
P.O. Box 637, Pikeville, Pikeville, Tennessee, 37367.
Okay, thank you. And give me one moment, just waiting to pull up the account information for you. And I'm still here. I do apologize for the wait.
That's all right. Where are you located?
I am here in Alabama, and we are about to freeze to
Alabama.
death. It is freezing this morning. My goodness, it was 13 degrees.
Well, it was 0 degrees on our back deck.
Oh my goodness. Don't go outside. It's scary. I was able to pull up the account for you, Mr. Moore. It looks like you ordered a tactical bag back in October for $574 shipping and handling. And it
Yeah.
shows that it enrolled you into our online discount membership store. The monthly membership charge is $67.32. And
No,
for
no,
the
no, 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 no. No, I didn't enroll in anything.
Well, it looks like you had the account canceled and refunded on October the 16th, but for whatever reason, you.
They're still billing me.
I know, and what I'm about to explain to you, you called in and you had the account canceled and they issued the full refund on October the 16th, but for whatever reason, you went and disputed that charge with your card company, so they kicked out that refund because they said it wasn't a fraudulent charge. And this was done on November the 22nd. So the refund that we issued, your bank didn't accept it because you disputed it.
No, I didn't.
That's what I have on the account. So you'll need to contact your bank or your car company to see what happened. Because we canceled the account and issued that refund on October 16th For whatever reason, it looks like a dispute was done. Well, actually, it looks like you disputed the charge on October the 15th, the day before we issued that refund. So when you disputed it, they kicked out the refund that we gave you.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
So, and I don't know how that I don't know how to further explain that. So you have to call your card company to see what's going on as far as that charge. But we refunded it for you.
So it was refunded and then disputed.
Well, it looks like you disputed it a day prior to you calling us to cancel. So when you dispute charges, it does take a little bit for them to investigate.
Now I'm remembering. Yes. I called. I remember the 60. Yes. And the gal said, we can't, she refused to credit it back.
Issue the refund. She issued the full refund on that, on the 16th for you. But you had in prior to you calling us to be refunded, you had already had that dispute in process and never had it stopped. So being that you didn't stop that dispute, the bank did their investigation to confirm that this was not fraud. So even though we issued the refund for the misunderstanding, with you going forward with the dispute, the bank said, no, we're not issuing a refund. So we did our due diligence as far as we understood it was a misunderstanding, and we refunded it. But had we had known, had you had spoken with the agent and let the agent know that you had disputed the charge a day prior, we would have told you to have the bank contact us to drop that dispute so this would not happen. Because even though you dispute charges with your bank or card company, it's not a guarantee that they're going to issue that charge for you in full without investigating. So when they concluded that investigation, they kicked it right back out.
Okay, so I'm getting charged again.
Right. So what was refunded? You were rebilled. Excuse me.
Now what do I do?
There actually is nothing that we can do from us. You will need to contact your bank back to see if they're willing to issue the refund. But unfortunately, there's nothing that further that we can do. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess I'll have to contact MasterCard and from that side. But if you voided the refund, then...
So we issued the refund, but the dispute was already in progress a day before. You never got the dispute dropped. So even though you spoke with us and we issued the refund for the misunderstanding, you never stopped that dispute with the car company, so they kicked out our refund that we gave you.
I hear you. Let me ask you a question. Do you have any record of a company called... I've got a phone number for that. I got another one here on this same bill. Evitech Denver. And with no phone number. And VIP Survival Academy with no phone number. I don't recognize either one of them.
I'm not sure what that could be. When you contact MasterCard, you can definitely ask them about those charges and see if they can provide you with the customer service number to call.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that'll do it. Be safe. Be well. Have a wonderful Christmas, and God bless.
You as well, and thank you so much for calling customer service.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.